From the heart of Kingston City to serve in the West, youths on the corners, parents and groups now stand as part of the solution to crime and violence. They tell their stories of change and hope in CSJP in 5. 5 minutes of weekly news and special interviews from the Citizen Security and Justice Program of the Ministry of National Security.
On this week's edition of CSJP in 5, we take a look at the Gulf Mentorship Program that is creating waves of change in the lives of several young people. The Citizen Security and Justice Program, in partnership with the charity arm of the Constant Spring Golf Club, called Seeing a Need, Taking Action, SANTA, saw the need to impart potent life lessons to 20 at-risk youths aged 10 to 27 from several communities. The communities include Majesty Gardens, Grandspin, as well as 100 Lane, Park Lane, Queensbury, Macville Terrace, and the Akiwalk communities in the Red Hills Road area. The program was initially geared towards youths aged 16 to 24, but CSJP decided to extend the program to include a younger age group.
So we have found that youngsters at an even earlier age have been displaying some risk factors. So we decided that we would accept youngsters at an earlier age. And this is something that we're looking into for the CSJP on a whole, especially social marketing, to target our messages and our interventions at an earlier age because of the widespread of these risk factors, which are emerging even earlier than we originally anticipated.
Communications and Social Marketing Coordinator CSJP Patrice Neveu. Both organizations decided to take action, and in 2014, the CSJP Santa Golf Mentorship Program was born. As part of the partnership, CSJP and Santa envisioned that through life skills sessions between the mentee and mentor, the participants could learn and adopt some key attributes associated with playing golf.
A couple of the mentors are people who are from a similar background, who have grown through the sport. One of them is a professional player now, and the other is a female who is now going to UTEC on a golf scholarship. And they both interact with them on a one-on-one level and highlight to them the challenges that they face coming from a similar type of background and how their exposure to golf helped them to get to where they are.
Santa Coordinator Jennifer Davey.
I'm just really hopeful that these kids that we're dealing with there will understand that there's a wrong side and a right side, and their choices that they have to make. And I think it's wonderful working with young people, and I know that we've made a difference.
Santa Mentor David Mays. The key attributes include honesty, integrity, trust, image, common courtesy, decision-making, confidence, commitment, rights, roles, and responsibilities.
Another major life skill that we've taught them so far is that it's not how you start, it's how you end up. Somebody can have a fabulous first shot, another person can have a lousy first shot, but that person who had the lousy shot ends up with a better score on the hole simply because they persevere.
The participants are enthused and the initiative has been progressing well.
I emerge through those stuff. And when I get those lessons, it's like hitting a ball now. It makes sense. Because golf is a very principled game. And it's a very honest game too. So you got to be honest with yourself. So if you can honest with yourself playing golf, that means it can make you a better person out there. So if you can adjust, it will make you a better person in society.
Alex Burnett, a resident of Macville Terrace. Alex says the more he plays golf, the more he improves with life skills.
It is just more than hitting a stick with a ball. It's more like an emotional learning thing, attitude, you know, meet other people, skills in life, how to deal with people. And it's all about you as a person. Each day I went there, it's better and better and better and better. So it's a good program so far. Excited, learning, meeting people. So I find it amazing. It's really, really helpful.
That's it for this week's program. I'm Anjuwe James Sawyers. Join us again next time for another edition of CSJP in 5.
The Citizen Security and Justice Program is a crime prevention initiative of the Ministry of National Security. For more information, go to www.csjp.gov.jm or call 906-4714 in Kingston or 979-0197 in Montego Bay.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.